So I guess we'll start off with the Disney acquisition and a whole bunch of people getting laid off.
That is true. Unfortunately, quite a few people lost their jobs ASAP.
So Disney is now is the largest possibly entertainment entity.
People period. Really lost their jobs?
Yeah, they fired a bunch of people.
Yeah, there's already people complaining, and Disney people don't necessarily know, but a lot of people are losing their jobs because everything is now redundant. Disney has a lot of those roles, and we'll see.
Yeah, Disney's like, yo, we don't need you. This is Disney over here.
I mean, it's messed up, but shit. Never want anyone to lose their jobs, but...
And somewhere, someone at Comcast is crying. They try to upend everything, and now, I guess they didn't expect the deal to go through, and now it's a behemoth conglomerate, TV, movies,
everything. I don't see how you didn't think the deal was going to go through, though. It's Disney. It's not like they have a shortage of money.
Comcast tried to be a foil, and it did not work. That's all I can say. Is everything still on with some of those movies, Mike? Like, what's happening?
They haven't made any announcements. From what it sounds like, that's already kind of out there that Black Panther 2 has been greenlit. Ryan Coogler signed on to do that again. Doctor Strange 2 is already signed on for. Scott Derrickson is writing that now.
James Gunn.
James Gunn's back. Smart fucking decisions, like I say.
Once the controversy blew over, Disney's like, yep, we can do what we want. And I'm not even sure if he's still doing Suicide Squad 2 or what's happening.
He is.
He has to finish that. He already found the contract for it, so he has to do it.
It doesn't matter. Disney will buy him out. They don't
Disney,
want him.
Disney is so gangster that they were like, go ahead over there, do what you do. We're not worried.
Yeah.
Just can't fool Marvel at this point. Feige just has things in order. I just trust everything they do. So from what I understand, he's not putting out any news as far as future plans or anything until after Endgame and Far From Home and all that comes out, since nothing else is scheduled after that for the rest of the year.
I think there might be something on Comic-Con.
Maybe, but honestly, I don't even look to Marvel to do anything for Comic-Con anymore, only because the last couple times they just called those random press conferences and people just showed up and they made these huge announcements all of a sudden. And it was like, why even waste time getting everybody to Comic-Con when you could just do that and take a whole day to yourself? And plus, I think a lot of it too, I think he's quiet because we don't know the ramifications of whatever happens in Endgame. So
I don't think he can say anything as they should.
They said,
put another trailer. They don't have to do anything at this point.
Somebody at Marvel was saying that they were upset because the new trailer didn't show that much different from the first one. And they were like, oh, we need another trailer. And no. Feige was basically like, no, we don't. And I agree. No, you don't. Like, leave it just like it is. Who doesn't know Avengers coming out the 26th of April?
If anything, there'll be more commercials, but I don't think they should show anything else.
Mm-mm. And Feige said he's not showing anything outside the first 15 minutes. And the movie's official runtime is 3 hours and 2 minutes now. That whole week, I'm not paying attention to anything online. I don't want any spoilers till I go see it.
I think 90% of them are wrong anyway.
Yeah, so.
Galactus is not going to be shown or referenced in anything.
Yeah, that one I can't agree on because I'm hoping for that. That's my one thing I'm hoping for.
You want them to do it the same?
Absolutely. I told you, I've been waiting. Just give me
his head or fart gas or.
No, I'm telling you, the most perfect scene for me would just be an end credit scene of Galactus on the throne, talking to Silver Surfer and basically telling him, yo, go to Earth. That's it. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else beyond that. And I will lose my shit in the movie theater. I might scream. I might run. People might think an attack is going on. And I'll just tell them no, because you just need to know what's coming. If you thought the first 22 were good, shit. I don't think there'll be a Fantastic Four reference. I don't think there'll be an X-Men reference.
I can see a Fantastic Four reference with the old Avengers Tower. All that has to do is, instead of saying 8, this says 4. That's all it has to do. They don't have to do nothing else.
Yeah, and that's what everybody thought they did with Spider-Man. They kept theorizing that in the trailer. Like, yes. Does that say 4 now? I was like, well, I just don't see them not doing something big with this movie.
Especially given that they've signed.
Yeah, now that the deal is done for real and you can really do whatever you want to do, I don't see Feige not doing something, especially you're closing one major chapter and you're already basically saying, okay, now we're starting something new.
The Infinity Saga, is that the way they call it? It's no longer phase 1-3. It's called the Saga or whatever.
Yep.
Plus with that streaming service, holy shit, they can be making money hand over fist.
Yep. They announced the Valkyrie series, Loki series.
Valkyrie?
Yeah.
They did? When was this? Was this recently?
I just saw it like yesterday.
Okay, that's probably why I haven't heard from it. I know the Scarlet Witch and Loki, I know that.
Yeah. And then surprisingly, like I said, it's they got all the real actors to stick around for them.
Did they?
Tom Hiddleston's doing the Loki series. As far as I know, Elizabeth Olsen, with her English accent now, will be doing Scarlet Witch.
Do you think he's dead, Loki? I don't think he's dead.
I don't think so now. I mean, he can always do whatever with the timeline and say, oh, this is all before stuff, but...
I don't want timeline to happen, though.
Yeah, at this point, it's kind of like he's fooled the whole death thing so many times. It's like, why would it be any different now?
So it's Scarlet Witch, a Loki series, and what else?
Valkyrie. Scarlet Witch, Loki, Valkyrie. And eventually, the rumor is Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Punisher will end up on Hulu.
On Hulu? Why would they be on Hulu?
Oh, that's fucked up.
It's something about it. Somehow Hulu ties into the Disney deal or something, is what I heard, but I could be wrong.
Well, because Fox had a large stake into Hulu, that's why.
Yeah, and I noticed that Feige hates the series, so...
Oh, he doesn't like them at all?
Nope. Really don't know. Because, you know, everybody kept asking, like, why would they not show up in, like, any of the movies? But apparently the rumor is Feige doesn't really like the series too much.
Yeah, but they're more street-level characters. They're not more, like, you know...
Yeah.
Although it would be pretty cool to see Spider-Man tie into it. Spider-Man's box office, period.
Well,
is this number three?
No, this would be the second one. Tom Holland tweeted out, he actually rejoined Twitter over the weekdays.
Why did he leave Twitter in the first place?
Because he can't keep his mouth shut.
Tom Holland. What do you think of the guy that plays the Hulk? You think that's an act?
Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he slipped up quite a few times, too. Him and Holland both.
Do you think that was intentional, or do you think that was by accident?
Holland, I believe, was actually by accident. His things they seem intentional, but then he literally talks like, no, like, I really didn't mean to do that. I'm dead serious.
He's like, yeah, wait till you see the end. Everyone dies, and then Don Cheadle's like, oh, my gosh.
Right. And then, like, the one time he was on Instagram Live, and he had the script sitting right there.
Yep.
Like, oh, shit. And he didn't cut it off. And then was it Ruffalo that went live while they were in the premiere?
Yeah. Although I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about him in this movie.
They're trying to keep everything under wraps. Well, I saw a poster for the international one now that says that they get it on the 24th. But last I checked, Marvel still said they're sticking to everybody gets it on the 26th to try to keep everybody from spoiling it.
Are you guys going to watch it the night before, or what are you guys going to do?
I'm watching Thursday.
Yeah, I'll probably go to that Saturday morning.
So I might end up seeing it on Thursday. I don't know about this Cloak and Dagger deal, though. I don't. What are they, season two? Who's watching this shit? Are you watching it, Mike?
No, probably teenagers. I did watch, was it Deadly Class? That was on Sci-Fi. I did watch that.
Hear anything about those DC shows, the Teen Titans show, the Titans, whatever that thing was? Like,
I heard they're actually okay.
Yeah.
Like, even Batman's in it, and Batman's fighting Robin.
And then they did explain the whole fuck Batman line and shit, which kind of made me wish I hadn't spoiled the season for myself. So, the last episode is...
They're at his house.
He gives up Batman's identity and Batman kills everybody.
Damn.
He kills everybody.
Isn't Mary J. Blige in the series, or is that another one?
That's
if Mary J. Blige is in it, I'm sorry. I don't care. Marvel, DC, you just lost all credibility.
Oh, she was pretty good. She's really good in it.
Mary trying to get her acting chops up, man.
She was doing, she did very well.
Well, that's shit. She did something else. Except for doing the same dance over and over again for the past 30 years.
Hey, if it ain't broke,
made billions of dollars.
But it's been broke, man.
Go, Mary. Go, Mary.
It's been broke for years.
Mary be getting that joint. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Doing that shit since real love, man.
Yep.
Hey.
And she's single again, too? Shit.
That's right.
She ain't tethered at anybody.
Well, no, she's tethered to his ass because she's paying him.
Get it? Tethered?
Oh, God. Don't even start.
What do you say, Jay?
Say, don't even start with that shit.
Dark Phoenix.
Do not put that out. Just do not put that movie out, please.
That's coming out.
Unfortunately.
It'll come out in May. What is it, right over long weekend?
So if I decide to go watch that shit, I'm probably going to get drunk before I watch it.
I'm going to watch it just to see.
I'm going
to
watch it.
I would watch it. It's just the fact that every test screening has come back poor. Like, not one person has been like, oh, yeah, this was actually pretty good. Not one.
Well, Mike, as you know,
they didn't build that.
As you know, Mike, I am still scorned by Last Stand. The Darth Vader saga is some of that on Infinity War, level.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to build up to that shit. You can't just be like, okay, we're going to do it now.
Not over two movies. Like,
no, you need to have like at least a good 5 to 6, maybe.
I know. That's why I want Marvel to just say, no, since we own them now, they can't put it out, and we're going to do it right.
You would do that?
I would absolutely do it.
Why would the actors care? Because the actors already got paid. So
exposure and the fact that their movie's not coming out.
That could go on the Disney network. That Disney stream on their first day that they open.
They should put it out straight to Netflix. I'll watch it then.
On Netflix?
They're not doing Netflix anymore.
I thought they pulled everything off Netflix already.
They're going to.
Netflix going to see their subscription drop.
I don't think so. I won't be dropping mine.
It seems like every month Netflix has 3 new series. Or Netflix is where direct-to-video movies go to at this point.
Well, you know Steven Spielberg is upset with Netflix.
Why? That whole mess.
Yeah, some stuff about the Oscars that those movies should come out in the movie theater.
Bird Box shit. I'm not trying to watch stuff like that.
They're taking the Oscars away from actual films.
Yeah, he's a hater.
Definition of that shit, you know?
You're just mad they're doing it different and it's working.
That most filmmakers are going to digital now instead of film.
He can get over it. Him and James Cameron. Both can go some damn where. Shitty ass movies.
Avatar was awesome.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't get Mike started.
Please don't.
Aladdin trailer came out. That was pretty nice.
Garbage.
That wasn't bad. Oh, that's right. Will Smith.
Garbage. I said that to Mike. I was like, Mike, look at this.
Did you like it, Mike?
It wasn't that bad.
Garbage.
Like, it was better than the first trailer. And I was like, okay, so Will Smith's not going to be blue the entire time. I said, that's a plus.
You knew that was not going to happen. You knew it.
So I was like, yeah, I don't know. I know people are upset he wasn't blue, but damn it, I don't think I want a whole 2 hours of this. Never had a friend like me.
Did Lion King come out yet?
Nope. That starts to come out too.
Aladdin movie's gonna be like Hitch.
I actually like Hitch.
Why would you say it'd be like Hitch?
That's what it seems like. He's basically the date guru. He's gonna help try to get them.
Isn't that what Robin Williams did? And
not like Will Smith does it.
That's exactly it.
Am I missing something?
You're forgetting that Barry hates Will Smith.
I don't hate Will Smith. I just don't think he's
I don't know what you're talking about. Talented. Will Smith is awesome.
Will Smith is a great rapper.
Welcome to Miami.
Kind of like iRobot and Hancock and Independence Day. There you go. I said something positive about Will Smith, but this movie will be trash.
Although that Netflix one was garbage. I didn't like that too much. I didn't like
Bright.
That.
They're making Bright too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
I think Will Smith also has another movie coming out on Netflix at some point this year. And Focus was terrible.
You didn't like Focus?
What was that about?
Yeah, he's a con man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, that wasn't that great.
Suicide Squad.
He's not coming back for that.
Nobody is. They're recasting the whole thing.
Thank God. Because I can't take any more Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. And
unfortunately,
Birds of Prey.
Yeah, she got a whole movie.
The Emancipation of Birds of Prey or some shit like that. I don't know. I think that was the name of it. The Emancipation of Birds of Prey.
Insane.
Insane in the brain.